Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, from the New King James says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Right? You can't see it with your natural eye. You can't hear it with your natural ear. But God has prepared something supernatural for all of those people that love him. That's us, born again children of his. He's prepared everything you will ever need. Because he says in Ephesians 1:3, he says, "We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." How many of you know that's a good thing to have? Can you say amen? And so now, verse 10, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit." You see, we see what God's done for us through the power of the Holy Ghost. We get a rhema word, which was a logos word. A logos word is the written word we read in the Bible. That's a logos, the written word. But now that word, when we've got that word inside of us, which we've been reading it and meditating on it, and we know it, the Holy Spirit then can get, while he's hooked up in our spirit, and turn that into a rhema word, which means revelation of that word. So you get the logos word, which is a written word, and then the revelation of that called a rhema. So until you've got that word inside of you, you're not going to get a rhema. You're not going to get a revelation. If you don't have word in you, how can you get revelation of the word? So the more the word you get inside of you, the more the Spirit is able to operate in you and start to reveal things to us. You see, that's why it says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit." See, he's prepared a lot of stuff for us, but God reveals it through his Holy Spirit. So I can read, "By the stripes on his back, I'm healed." And I've got that. I speak it. I declare it. I decree it. I prophesy it. I believe it. I meditate on it. I think of it. I know the scriptures. I know where they are. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes, boom, and he turns that into a revelation. I think, "Oh my God, I am healed. I'm actually healed." And then it kicks in. But it's revealed to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So he says, "But God has revealed them to us," all those things prepared for us, "through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things." Yes, the deep things of God. You see, some of us are so superficial that we'll read and read and read. We just want to read as many pages as we can of the Bible to say we've read it or to feel good. But you've got to sit there and you've got to look at each and every scripture, because there's not one scripture in all of the Bible that has been exhausted of all the revelation knowledge that's in that scripture. That's the truth. How can I say that? Well, he says in Hebrews 4:11 and 12, the word of God is quick and powerful. That means it's alive. And if it's alive, it's going to produce all the time as long as it's alive. Well, how do I know the word's alive? Well, John 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word is God. And then he says in verse 14, "The Word became flesh and lived among us." That's Jesus. So Jesus is alive. Devil tried to kill the Word. The Word said, "Can't be done." The Holy Spirit raised the Word, and the Word returned back to the Father, because the Word cannot return void. And so the Word went back. It didn't return void. It accomplished, and he accomplished every single thing that he came to accomplish. Destroy the works of the enemy. That's why Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law." Right? So all of the devil's bad has been nullified in a child of God's life if they know it, they believe it, they receive it, and they're open to the Holy Spirit to bring revelation to them. It's revealed to you. All the things that God has prepared for man is revealed through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. God is not just, you know, "He's my bud. God's my buddy. God's my friend." God's my Father. He is all of those things. But He's a lot deeper than that. I mean, really, if you start to study, and we're going to look at a little bit of this when I do As a Man Thinks in His Heart, So Is He, when I do that teaching. We're going to look at a bit of this stuff because scientifically speaking now, they have discovered so much more with the technology that we have today. They can measure brain waves. They can measure and check atoms. And they can even follow a quark, which is the smallest thing ever in existence. And the neurons and protons and how it operates and how a cell works. I mean, God is deep. God pretty deep, right? Praise God. Everyone say, God is deep. And He's got a lot more than what we think. You know, think about this. They're still finding galaxies and new stars and stuff like that. Why? Because the Word of God will continue working. Because God said, light be. So light is still producing. It's still producing. He didn't say, light come back. He said, light be. Amen. That's why Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Life be. Anyone who receives Him gets life. And so the Word of God returned to God because it had produced what God wanted. He said, it can't come back void. So obviously Jesus accomplished everything He needed to accomplish. And now the Word is seated with Christ, and we're seated together with the Word in heavenly places. And God's got all these wonderful gifts for us. And they're revealed to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's one thing for me to say to you, God will supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you know the scripture, right? But now the problem is I haven't got a revelation of that yet because I haven't taken time to meditate on it. I haven't taken time to think about it. And so the Holy Spirit, because I just go through it, you know, and it's a parrot, chick, 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 and I do that. And God is wanting for us to understand the Word and get revelation, knowledge on the Word, and He gets it to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. So don't discount the greater one that's in you. Yeah. Amen. You've got a greater one in you. Who is that? The Holy Spirit. Who reveals the mysteries of God to us? The Holy Spirit. Or the things of God, not the mysteries. God's opened the mystery up to us now. Amen. So anyway, verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? See, some people don't even believe we have a spirit. Crazy. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. That's why, how many of you know, when you pray Romans 8, 26 through 28, the Spirit Himself likewise helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for the saints with groanings that cannot be uttered. And He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, for He prays according to God's perfect will for the saints. And we know all things work together for good to them that are called of God and love God. It's Romans 8, 26 through 28. And so the Holy Spirit, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But He does. You might be praying, I need the money, I need the money. God is saying, no, you need to change that. Yeah. It's not the fact that you don't have the money. It's the fact that you need to change something in your life. And so the Holy Spirit will reveal that to you. The Holy Spirit will show. Have you ever been doing something and all of a sudden you think, I shouldn't do that? Right. Hello? You think that was your flesh? Forget it. Okay. So what, verse 11 again. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Who's that? El Diablo, the devil. We haven't received that spirit. We had him at one stage, but he's been nullified and made void in my life now. Are you with me? Because he says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the people from seeing the gospel. We know that's not Jesus. We know that's not God. He wants them to see the truth and the gospel, correct? So we know he's talking about the devil. Amen. And he has blinded the minds of the people from seeing the glorious light of the gospel unto salvation, lest they get saved. He doesn't want them saved. So he says, we have not received that spirit of the world. And you know that spirit's out there. Look at what's going on. Look at the spirit in the world today. Not just in America. Look at Guatemala and look at places around the world. Look in China, communism. Look in North Korea, the spirit of the world. Look where there's dictatorship. Look where the riots are. God won't riot and burn places down. When the sons of Sceva said to him, Lord, these people won't accept you and your word. Shall we call fire down from heaven? And he said, you don't know what spirit you're of. You're not of the spirit of the world. They'll call fire down. You know not what spirit you're of. I am the spirit of love and life and peace. Listen, think about when they brought the great news on that Christmas morning, whenever it was. Okay, we're not certain, but it came. And all the angels lined up the heavens with a big star there. And they said, rejoice, rejoice. For this day has a Savior been born unto you. Rejoice. I wouldn't rejoice for the spirit of the world. I rejoice for the spirit of God. The spirit of God is love and peace and joy and dialogue and speak and listen to their opinion and bring yours with the word tainted with love. I don't know if you can say tainted with love, but filled with love, because love never fails. Isn't that true? He said that in 1 Corinthians 13, love never fails. I believe it's verse 8. Love never fails. In fact, he says, where sin does abound, grace did much more abound. God is grace. God is love. Amen. He also said, love covers a multitude of sins. So the spirit of riot, the spirit of fight and just aggravation and aggro and just killing and maiming and destroying, that's not the spirit of God. The spirit of God is love and life, peace and joy. Behold, unto you this day I bring good tidings. A Savior is born. That's good news. Amen. So he says here, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Freely given to us by God. You will know what is yours, what you possess, what God's got in store for you, what God's got planned for you. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, but the Spirit knows. And God, by the Spirit, will give you knowledge about everything that is yours. And one of those things is healing and health. This is healing school. Healing and health is yours. The Holy Spirit will reveal it to you if you give Him the opportunity.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support. And God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-